This call is being recorded.
Okay, sorry, but can everybody hear me? Michael, can you hear me?
Yes, you're there.
Thank you. Okay. I have had some background noise, so I was trying to mute out those people who where I could see the noise coming from. But maybe I've muted myself out. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. So please, you could press star 6, I think, to mute out. But it's really important that we don't get any background noise here. Okay, so I want to say that in order to deal with toxic cholesterol in your bloodstream, we cleanse the blood. And we do this by using the oral chelation program, which is MC. All of these things will raise your body temperature. I can't stress the importance of raising body temperature, and yet no one in our society and our medical world talks about it. But we do here, and we talk about it in TAFI. I want to now move into understanding what cancer really is. And I want to start off with the bottom line. When the body temperature is low, then fungus can start to accumulate. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, the end result is cancer. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of fat cells, the end result is obesity. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. I hope you understand there is a common thread to all disease conditions. And so in this talk, we address injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. Defining cancer. Cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell growth that happens and starts when there is an injury. The repair of that injury is not made due to a nutritional and oxygen deficiency. And there is inflammation in that injured area. And there's toxicity in that injured area to the point that those cells become muted by fungal infection. So I want to take this apart. For cancer to occur, there's number one, an injury. One thing we must know, cells don't randomly replicate in our bodies. They replicate for one specific reason, and that is to repair an injury. Well documented by Dr. McDougall. He studied the pancreatic cancer of Steve Jobs. Number two, for cancer to occur, there is a nutritional deficiency. How else can the cells make healthy cells for you unless you have the required nutrients in place? Number three, there is an oxygen deficiency. Without oxygen, those stem cells cannot replicate healthy cells through the process of oxidation. Number four, there's toxicity in that injured area to the point that the lymphatic system is congested and can't work to clean out that toxic debris. And number five, that toxic debris leads to a fungal infection. So let's start by defining injury, because we can get stuck on thinking that injuries are only physical injuries, and I will mention physical injuries, but we have to go beyond that. So here are some reasons how injuries happen in our body. A physical injury could be a trapped blood clot and the lymphatic system cannot clean it out, and a cancerous tumor can result. It can come from exploratory surgeries and biopsies. An infected organ can rupture, causing an injury. A kidney stone can cause an injury to the urethra. A gallstone can injure the bile duct. Mammograms cause injuries. Sunburns cause injuries. Radiation burns cause injuries. Chemotherapy causes chemical injuries. Root canal procedures can cause injuries. Those lectins that I talked about in grains can cause leaky gut, which causes gut permeability that causes an injury. Alcohol can cause an injury to the liver, to the kidneys, to the pancreas. Phytates in present-day grains deplete vitamin D3 and numerous minerals. You don't have minerals that can cause an injury to a vulnerable internal organ. An injury can come from nutritional deficiencies when the cell membrane loses its integrity and cracks, as does the skin on the outside when it is chapped, which is usually a sign of omega-3 deficiency. Today, there's one thing we absolutely know, and that is our present-day agricultural practices have interfered with our plants' abilities to pick up those raw elements from the earth and convert them to bioavailable minerals through the process of photosynthesis. Foods are so deficient in nutrients today that you'd have to eat 10 tomatoes to give you the same nutrients that one tomato gave you in 1941. And my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, has a wonderful scientific agricultural study that was done in 1941, when agricultural scientists analyzed the food values of different foods, and they reported that. And then they repeated the analysis of foods that were grown in soils of 1991. There was an alarming range of nutrient deficiency in foods of 1991. Meats had 54% less iron. Broccoli had 75% less calcium. Fruits had 27% less zinc. Spinach had 60% less iron. I think you get the picture, and there's a whole lot more foods that are listed in that scientific study. Even in the 1860s, Antoine Bichamp, who was working alongside of Pasteur, stated that a deficiency of even one mineral allows morbid waste matter to accumulate. This is a quote. This is significant. Even in 1860s, Antoine Bichamp, a scientist, knew that. And yet his information was suppressed and the Pasteurian theory was accepted. And it's a theory, the germ theory. It's not fact. Dr. Linus Pauling, 1970s, he was the father of vitamin C. This is what he said, quote, "You can trace every disease ailment to a mineral deficiency." Think about it. A mineral deficiency can cause an injury to one of your vulnerable, inherently weak organs. Dr. Hulda Clark, she wrote a book, Cure for All Cancers and Cure for All Diseases, and she said there was a parasite in every cancer case. So if you have an accumulation of toxic debris internally somewhere, that toxic debris invites a parasite. And that parasite can eat away the toxic debris and cause a hole in a membrane, just like a worm can eat a hole in the leaf of a plant. Toxic debris can also invite viruses and cause an injury. Cervical cancers are known to be caused by human papilloma virus. Why does the virus happen there? Because there is an accumulation of toxic debris that causes the virus, and that virus damages the tissue of the cervix. Infection can cause an injury. Hepatitis is an infection. And if there's hepatitis and then you use antibiotics, that can cause an injury to the liver, and bingo, there you go. That starts the whole process of cell replication. We don't use antibiotics. We learn to have confidence and faith in a herbal combination called cat's claw. I get it from Nature Sunshine, and it's never failed me because I've not taken antibiotics for over 30 years in my life. And I'm so proud of that, or any other drug, because we rely on high doses of cat's claw and even Silver Shield. There were other doctors like Scott Livingston and Siebert that found microbes in all cancer cases. Again, it's toxic, unhealthy tissue that invites microbes to grow there. Unfortunately, these great microbiologists were scoffed at and mocked, even at that time, but they held firm to their beliefs and their scientific findings. Dr. Versendahl, Simoncini, Lustig, they stated that cancer injury was caused by candida yeast in the body. Candida yeast is fed by sugars, starches, antibiotics, various drugs. And this candida grows a set of roots or a tendril structure that pokes holes in the gut membrane, and then the candida escapes into the bloodstream where it makes the blood sticky and heavy, impedes the flow of oxygen and nutrients, brings the body temperature down. Candida is also known to produce toxic estrogens. We call it xenoestrogens, and that can feed cancer. That also throws all the hormones out of whack, out of balance. And now we know the misery behind PMS, menopause, infertility, and so on is nothing more than candida problem. And those xenoestrogens are also known to destroy the function of the thyroid, which impedes metabolism. And it also robs the body of the necessary iodine, which is essential for radiation absorption and essential for metabolism. These false estrogens from candida also weaken collagen production, and consequently the inner membrane can crack and an injury results. Moving forward, we also find the studies that were done by Dr. Bernice Eddy in the 1950s. She discovered vaccines to be direct contributing factor to cancer. She injected hamsters with a kidney mixture on which vaccines were cultured, and this is what she discovered, that these hamsters got various kinds of cancers and tumors. She reported this finding to her colleagues, and she warned them if they instituted the vaccine program into our society, there would be an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. She said that in 1957, and she was fired. Today, we have an epidemic of cancer.
And how
sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. Think about it. If it can, I'm hearing some background noise again, please. I'm going to try and mute. I wonder what happens here.
Why did you want to join NSC?
Okay, so I'm not sure. Excuse me. I'm getting background noise. Somebody is talking in the background. Please, thank you. Somebody is talking in the background. Okay, thank you. Sugar, a contributor factor to cancer. If it can rob enough calcium and minerals from your teeth to cause holes in your teeth, think of what sugar can do to your organs internally. Way back there in 1926, Dr. Fibiger watched rats in a sugar warehouse, and they were all getting cancer. He decided to repeat this observation in a laboratory setting, and he discovered that sugar was a contributing factor to cancer, and he received a Nobel Prize at that time. Dr. Otto Warburg also proved scientifically and also received a Nobel Prize in 1931 when he proved the fermentation of sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. Injury can come from toxic heavy metals, which are found in mercury fillings in our teeth. Toxic heavy metals are also found in all vaccinations, and they get into the bloodstream and impede blood circulation, make the blood sticky and heavy, and cause inflammation. Dr. Hamer, he studied emotions, and he stated that injuries come from strong negative emotions. Think about it. Think about anger, unforgiveness, hatred, and how it causes an overload of toxic acids, and we've all felt this, right in our solar plexus. It's okay if it happens once in a while, but when it happens every day, and every day you're creating acids from that kind of emotion, those acids will eat away at membranes of our internal organs. And there's a saying that goes along with cancer, and that is, what's eating you? Cancer starts from an injury and requires a framework of nutrition in order to repair and heal that injury. I want us all now to know exactly what happens when there's an injury. Whenever there's an injury, the brain sends a message to the injured area called current of injury. And that current of injury sets up a sort of electronic field, an ionic field, that triggers the stem cells into action. And the purpose of the stem cells is to initiate the process of cell replication to repair the injury. And we all know that for healthy cell replication to take place, the stem cells need all the fundamental building blocks: minerals, vitamins, amino acids, essential fatty acids, oxygen, and so on. If all of these building blocks are present in abundance, then the stem cells can do their job of healthy cell replication. They can then repair the injury. At the point that the injury is repaired, the whole process of cell replication stops. The stem cells go to rest, and the current of injury stops. But imagine what happens when one of these building blocks is missing, when the minerals are missing. Then the stem cells cannot do their job of healthy cell replication. And one of the keys in putting cancer to rest is to stop the current of injury by feeding your body with plenty of minerals and essential nutrients. I want to point out another issue here. The current of injury process may also be impeded or interrupted by actual brain damage from lectins that are found in present-day grains or heavy metals that are found in mercury fillings and vaccinations because they cross the blood-brain barrier. And another thing I want to point out at this point is the whole use of medical marijuana. We all know that marijuana slows down the nervous system. That's why we speak slower, we think slower. We know that. Think about what happens when you have an injury and you're consuming a medical marijuana. It slows down the current of injury, which is the message from the brain to the injured area. Therefore, the message is not going to be getting fast enough to those stem cells. So think of the consequence of that. I want to talk about inflammation and elimination. Inflammation starts from leaky gut. I've mentioned candida, heavy metals, antibiotics. They poke holes in the gut membrane. They escape into the bloodstream. And they make the blood sticky and heavy. And that heaviness from all of those various chemicals and heavy metals and lectins, that causes an undue stressful impact on the walls of the capillaries through which the blood flows. And so such a weight causes the tiny holes in the capillary walls to dilate, thereby allowing the escape of these toxic lectins and this undigested food particles, heavy metals, candida, and so on, to move and accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues outside of the capillary walls. And in the blood, we also have blood plasma proteins whose job it is to transport water, oxygen, and nutrients to all the various cells and tissues. And these blood plasma proteins also start to leak out through the holes in the capillary walls. And the blood plasma proteins are known to attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. And this is all work and studies that were done by Dr. Samuel West. So now we have the first process of inflammation, which is a swelling. And this is nothing more than trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and toxins that have accumulated in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. And guess what? This is not even a problem if we have a healthy lymphatic system. That lymphatic system will take the trapped blood plasma proteins and dump them out back into the bloodstream via the subclavicle valves. And the lymph, which is the fluidy part of the lymphatic system, will take the excess sodium and toxins and dump them out through our natural elimination channels. That's the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. But imagine what starts to happen when we overload our body with drugs, toxic foods, stress, acids from emotions, toxic teeth, mercury fillings, mercury, heavy metals, vaccinations, flu shots, toxic chemicals. Then pretty soon, that lymphatic system becomes overloaded, and it starts to malfunction. And over time, this buildup of toxic debris leads to chronic inflammation, where now essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach that injured area. And it was Dr. Otto Warburg who proved in 1931, when oxygen levels to that injured area dropped to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells can no longer happen. And this process of oxidation in a low oxygen environment now flips into fermentation when there is adequate amount of sugar in the nearby cells. And the whole process of fermentation, which is fed by sugar, produces ammonia and acids. And we now have a whole bunch of debris that is a perfect breeding ground for microbes, bacteria, yeast, parasites, and fungus to happen. And some of these fungal DNA integrate into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication and genetically defect the human cells as they replicate. Genetic defects do not come from inherent birth defects in this situation, so cancer is not a genetic problem. It's the fungus that integrates into the stem cell line and genetically defects the cells. So now we have a replication of fungal mutated cells, and these fungal mutated cells can in no way repair the injury. And consequently, that current of injury continues with a continuous replication of mutated cells, which we call cancer. And if we understand that, if we understand that cancer is an out-of-control growth that happens and starts when there is an injury, and the repair of that injury cannot be made due to a nutritional deficiency, and there is a lack of oxygen, and there is a fungal infection happening there, then we can prevent cancer from happening, and then we can reverse cancer. So what do we do to reverse it? We eliminate all sugars that feed cancer. We eliminate sugars, yeast products, starches, grains, and milk. pasteurized milk, which is very high in sugar. We don't want to feed our cancer. We don't use antibiotics. And number two, we want to repair the injury by eating the right foods, grass-fed meats, fish, eggs, vegetables of all kinds, salads, walnuts, almonds, seeds, berries. And even if we're eating the right foods, we still don't have enough nutrients. And this is where the superfood smoothie comes in. And in the superfood smoothie, we use Chinese mineral chi tonic for all the missing trace minerals and all the tonic herbs. And we can use Collagen Plus, which is the collagen, which is necessary collagen powder needed for membrane healing because candida is destroying it. And we use Green Zone or spirulina for the essential phytonutrients and vitamins. And we use Solstic Energy, which has Korean ginseng, green tea extract, grapeseed extract, and guarana to break up the glutination or sticky blood. And we use berries. And then we can just add water and we can be creative. And this smoothie replaces any kind of juicing. We don't need to juice. This is it. Even Dr. Alexis Carroll in 1912 was able to keep chicken heart cells alive for 30 years simply by feeding them a mineral-rich clean water solution every 48 hours. Mm-hmm. This is the significance of those minerals. And we want to take a high amount of good oils, like a super omega-3. That makes the cells breathable or pliable so that oxygen can move into the cells and toxins can move out of the cells. And we want to decrease inflammation. This is where we drink lots of water with chlorophyll. Then chlorophyll binds heavy metals. We take flax whole lignans, we put that into our smoothie, that binds toxic estrogens. And on an empty stomach, we take colostrum, which binds toxic lectins. And we take protease plus enzymes, which cleans up undigested protein particles in the bloodstream and breaks up the outer protein coating of cancer cells. And we take cat's claw combination to open up that lymphatic system so that the toxins can drain out through our natural elimination channels. And we want to also find the source of the inflammation. And this is where you may need to do taffy or you may need to have a consultation with me. So we can identify where the inflammation is coming from in your particular situation. And we want to increase circulation and increase that body temperature where we use the oral chelation program using the tablets of MC that cleans out heavy metals like iron, lead, metabolic waste, cleans out toxic triglycerides, and it increases oxygen flow, and it increases body temperature. And we want to activate all the elimination channels. This is where we use body detox, or a combination from Nature Sunshine called LBS2. And we want to also address the fungal infection. This is where we use the antifungal herb, such as papa. Just 2 days ago, I talked to Dr. Jerry McLaughlin. He is the scientist that studied papa for over 20 years. And he found papa to be almost 1 million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy. He said that papa inhibits sugar from reaching the cancer cells to feed them. He proved that papa cuts off the little blood vessels that are growing in search of that sugar. He also proved that papa destroys fungal cells and gets into the cancer cells and causes apoptosis or cancer cell death. He proved that. He's going to be speaking on this teleconference call in April. I have him scheduled, and I'll let you know when he will be our guest speaker. And Papa is grown in Eastern United States. This is not Brazilian Papa. It is not Graviola. It is American Papa, studied by Dr. Jerry McLaughlin. And finally, we can increase stem cell production by using astragalus, which is found in cat's claw combination and mineral chitonic. But we also have astragalus capsules. And we can use silver guard. And the silver increases stem cell production in the bloodstream. This is documented by Dr. R. O. Becker. And if you want to discover the success stories, you can get a copy of my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury. And if you want to know how to eat right, you can get my daughter's book called Mud Pies, which is recipes that are sugar-free, grain-free, lectin-free. So with this, I am going to turn the recording off, and I'll open it up to questions and answers. Give me a second.